Tunisians rally amid economic crisis and political arrests. Hundreds protested in Tunis against Tunisia's economic crisis and arrests of critics under President Kais Saied. Hundreds of Tunisians marched through the capital Tunis on Sunday to protest the country's deepening economic crisis and what they call a growing crackdown on dissent under President Kais Saied. Protesters chanted slogans like "No to dictatorship" and "The people want to topple the regime" during the march through central Tunis. The demonstration started near the Bardo National Museum and ended outside the Interior Ministry, a common target for anti-government rallies. Organizers said they wanted to send a message that Tunisians won't stay silent as their living costs rise and freedoms shrink. Many held signs depicting Saied as a dictator, while others carried photos of arrested activists and journalists who've criticized the government in recent months. The protest lasted about 2 hours before police in riot gear dispersed the crowd without major clashes, according to witnesses on the scene. One local reporter told Al Jazeera that plainclothes officers filmed participants, a practice critics say intimidates dissenters. The Interior Ministry didn't respond to requests for comment on the protest or the filming allegations. Economic hardship has fueled the anger. Tunisia's economy shrank by 8.7% in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic and has barely grown since. Inflation hit 9.3% last year, and the dinar has lost nearly a third of its value against the dollar since 2016. Food prices have surged. Bread now costs 40% more than it did a year ago, while wages haven't kept up. International lenders like the International Monetary Fund have pushed Tunisia to cut subsidies and raise taxes, measures that risk deepening public anger but are seen as necessary to avoid defaulting on debt payments. The political crackdown has worsened in parallel. Since July 2021, Saied has ruled by decree after suspending parliament, citing corruption and gridlock. His government has since arrested dozens of critics, including politicians, judges, and journalists. Among them is prominent opposition figure Rached Ghannouchi, the leader of the Ennahda movement, who was sentenced to prison in May for conspiracy against state security. Ghannouchi, a key figure in Tunisia's 2011 revolution, denies the charges. Human rights groups say the trials lack fair process and that Saied is using the legal system to silence opponents. Amnesty International called the crackdown a systematic campaign to crush dissent. The protests come as Saied prepares for a December referendum on a new constitution that would consolidate his power. Critics say the draft removes checks on the presidency, giving Saied near total control. Supporters argue it's needed to end political paralysis. Polls show most Tunisians oppose the changes, but Saied's base remains loyal. Tunisia was the birthplace of the Arab Spring in 2011, when mass protests toppled dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. The country then held free elections and built a fragile democracy, but political infighting and corruption weakened the system. Saied, a former law professor, rode public frustration into office in 2019 on promises to clean up politics. Instead, many now see him as repeating the mistakes of the past. The economy remains the biggest flashpoint. The World Bank estimates Tunisia's debt will hit 80% of GDP this year, up from